Good morning, everyone. Welcome to last Sunday. Welcome to our last Sunday service. I hope you managed to get something to eat and drink as you came in. There's still lots of stuff there, so if you feel the urge to go and get more tea or coffee or something to nibble on, please do so throughout the service. There is no charge for the coffee. There is an opportunity during our service, as always, to give an offering towards the ongoing work of the church. And later in our service, the children will collect the offering bags from the table. So if you have an offering with you, pop it in the bag just now so it's ready to get uplifted later in our service. And if you're a member of the congregation, I encourage you to stay on for our annual congregational meeting. That will take place through in the small hall after worship here this morning, after last Sunday service. and there'll be an opportunity to hear the accounts being presented and an opportunity for some of you to be appointed to serve for a limited period on our congregational board. That's the body in our church that looks after the buildings and the finance and some other things. So I hope you'll take that opportunity to come to the annual congregational meeting. There is a notice about that on the tables. It's in the bulletin as well, along with some other information about things that are happening. And I hope you'll take time to read that and to respond to that if you are able. Now, Elizabeth asked me to... we're going to be in here. But, okay, in here. Elizabeth asked me to flag up some of the information about the holiday club, but I'm going to let her do that.
It's still attached to his shirt, so I won't get too close. We are having our annual holiday club, which we do with the Baptist Church. And this year it is The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis, so we're using that as our theme. Is it working, no? Okay. That's very loud. This year's holiday club is The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, based on the C.S. Lewis book. And it takes place the first week of the school holidays, July the 1st to the 5th. I know a few of you have come and said to me, I can help on this day, or I can come and do juice, or I'll do registration, and that's fantastic. Keep reminding me, or definitely email me is far better, because I lose track of things. But thank you, and do turn up if you've said you're going to turn up. It would be fantastic to have all these people coming in and out to help. The holiday club takes place in Academy Hall. It's been building up over the past few years, so we're very hopeful to have a good number of young people there this year. Today I'm looking for somebody to do to put these posters in the shops, which is something we do each year. They have a funny shape, so they're not that shape, but they're this shape, hopefully in attracting more attention to them. But if you're willing to do that, there's about 25, Caleb tells me there's 24 shops. But I know, because I've done the mouse hunt, and I think there's about 80 on that list. Anyway, there's about 25 posters to go round and about, and if you're willing to do that, please come and pick them up from me at the end of the service. Or Andrew, because I might disappear very quickly. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Elizabeth. So please do respond to all the opportunities to serve, and... Now, not only is this our last Sunday service, but it's also the last Sunday in the season of Easter. And it's the time we remember Jesus getting ready to return to heaven. And at our morning communion services next Sunday, we'll be thinking about that. We'll be thinking about Jesus returning to heaven and how the disciples must have felt at his departure. But today, to get us started, I want to read just two verses from the Gospel according to John, and they're taken from the New Living Translation rather than the Bible we normally read in church. This is what Jesus said. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I am going away, but I will come back to you again. When Jesus told his disciples he was returning to God, returning to his heavenly Father, they were afraid. What would happen to them? Would their enemies recognize them as Jesus' followers? And would they try to harm them? And Jesus knew his disciples were afraid, and he offered these words to comfort them. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind, peace of heart. Don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I've told you. I'm going away, but I will come back to you again. I will come and get you, so you will always be with me. And these words were a great comfort to the disciples, and they're a great comfort and encouragement to us today, when we go through tough times particularly. And when Jesus returned to his heavenly Father, he asked the Father to send the Holy Spirit to be that comforter, to comfort the disciples. until the day he returned. And that Spirit comes to you and me today to give us peace of mind and peace of heart. And we no longer have to fear anything, whatever and wherever we find ourselves in the dark and the storms of life, Jesus is there with us. And so we gather to give thanks and to worship. I'm going to hand over to the band now, and they're going to lead us in our praise.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. As you can see, we're only half a band this morning, but Liz and I, we are blessed to lead us in our praise this morning. The one thing I guess we will have difficulty without Diane here is the telling you, prompting you always to stand up at the right time for the hymns, but apart from one, they're all very simple, straightforward, and traditional in format, and we'll leave that for you this morning to get up to the appropriate time. And we sing Hosanna to our King, the God of our God, the King of Kings. The first hymn this morning, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Sing Hosanna. Compassion Hymn. This is one where I probably don't want to just prompt you here to stand up. Give me quite a long introduction just so you can hear how it goes, listen on your way anyway.
Thank you.
of God's great love for us and the compassion, the wonderful, endless compassion shown for all people through His Son, Jesus Christ. But it was more than that, because that hymn was also a call to action for each one of us, to put our feet in the ground and for us to mirror that compassion of Christ in our everyday lives. And so with that in mind, our final song before we hand over to Andrew and Tulane, but it is the song, "Will You Come and Follow Me If I But Call Your Name?"
The line in that song, "Will you use your faith you found to reshape the world around?" And this evening, in our evening service, we're going to be looking at the story of Barnabas and how Barnabas did just that, taking his faith to allow the world to be reshaped. Let's come before God in prayer, and we speak with God now. Loving God, once more, you have blessed us and you've led us through another week, and for some of us another month, forgiving our many mistakes and failings and blessing us in a multitude of different ways. And so now once more we come and we sing our songs of worship, and we come to listen, and we come to pray, and we come to share together with you. And as we come with joy and thanksgiving in our hearts. For we come before you, our Creator, to worship you, to listen and to think and to share and to learn. For you are our Lord and our Father and our friend. And we come to thank you for your goodness, for your guidance, for your love, and for the mercy you show towards us. We come to praise you for your purpose that will not be defeated, for your power that brings good out of evil, for your grace that refuses to be denied, for your strength which can never be exhausted. So, loving God, we thank you that on this last Sunday of the season of Easter, and in this last Sunday service, we can draw closer to one another, closer to Christ, and closer to you. And we thank you for all the blessings you give us that help us to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, indeed, as Graham said, we have guests with us this morning. And if you're a visitor also this morning, we hope you are feeling very much part of our service. But we welcome Lorraine Rose, who comes from Compassion UK. And Lorraine's going to share with us now something about the Ministry of Compassion and perhaps how we also could help with that and be involved in that. Lorraine.
There was a programme on TV that said, come on down, come on down.
Can't remember which one it was. It was on TV years ago.
As Andrew said, my name is Lorraine Rose and I'm a volunteer and an advocate for Compassion UK. And I go to Uphill Parish Church, which is in West Lothian, and I share with my congregation on numerous occasions the stories of compassion and some of the things that I myself have experienced with some of the children. Before we go into all that, I invite you to take a couple of minutes to watch a short video about one of the young people who were sponsored through Compassion. And this is his story.
Compassion has supported our family to generate sponsorship has a limitless fund for all of us. We sponsor our people's center.
I pray for my sponsors. They write to me as if I am a member of their family, and they show me that I am important to them.
Sponsorship develops children, giving them hope and a future. Sponsorship benefits the whole family and it changes the local community. Sponsorship changes lives.
Apologies, Gary, because I said his story for all of you who knew this gentleman and for you all to listen to. So, who are Compassion? Compassion work with local churches in 25 different countries to help children escape from the extreme poverty that they're living in. It gives them hope for a future. So why do we focus on children? Because children are our future and most vulnerable to suffer the effects of poverty. Poverty is a thief. It robs the children of hope. It tells them you are worthless, telling them there is no way out. In a world where 48% of the world's wealth is owned by 1% of the population, 400 million children at this moment are living in extreme poverty. 150 million children are currently suffering from malnutrition, which can lead to stunted growth and even death. Children growing up in developing countries grow up facing dangers like child trafficking. They're expected to work from a young age. They're more likely to die from easily preventable diseases such as malaria or even diarrhea, and less likely to have a chance to go to school just like them. But there is hope, because Compassion is connecting one child in poverty with one sponsor to help bring the change. And when that sponsorship is given to that child, the whole family benefit, not just the child. So if the family needs guidance on how to start making a living for themselves, Compassion will help them and help provide the means for them. The sponsorship gives them a chance to go to school, to get proper nutrition that they need, and a safe place to play. But more than that, sponsorship gives hope. It gives the child the hope of a future free from poverty in all its forms. I could go on here and give you statistics after statistics. I want to tell you a little bit about my journey that I've had with Compassion for years. And my journey started way back in 2006, and I have been very fortunate to be able to go and meet my sponsored children. In 2013, I joined a group of people who are all advocates for Compassion and the Clyde Kilimanjaro to help bring 6 students through university. On that journey, I met a lady called Steph Worm, and she became my mother. We've become very good friends, and last year, I was invited by her church, which is Letchworth Garden City Church, down in London, to join them on a trip to Uganda. And what has happened there has been a God moment for me more than one. And I'm sure each and every one of us can explain what that God moment has been like for us. The day we arrived, this little 5-year-old girl came running up to me and she sat on my knee in the church. Every corner I turned, this child was there. The next day, when that project, this little girl saw me coming off the bus and she came running to me. And this went on for a few days. One day in the church, some of the churchgoers and members came up to give their testimony. And this lady stood up in church and said she was a grandmother of 4 children. She was raising herself. And she was out walking past the tip one day when she heard this dreadful noise. She went to investigate and she found a newborn baby still with a umbilical cord attached, lying on the tip. She picked this child up. She had heard about Compassion. She ran with this child to Compassion who then took my child to the hospital, and my child then took me all the way to the hospital. That lady was now bringing my child up as her own. The next day, I was very fortunate to be part of a group to go to this lady's house, to see how she lived, and to see how she was coping with four grandchildren and now a baby. I got off the bus, we turned the corner, we lived in a slum, and who was standing there? This little girl. And this little girl was one of this lady's grandchildren. God had spoken to me. He placed that woman and that child in my arms for a reason. Her name is Hope. Another God's name. Because her grandmother and baby were part of the program, the mother and baby group, Compassion do not like to have more than one child per family sponsored because they feel that takes away from another family. But because this baby is in a baby development class, Compassion was able to get Hope into the project and I have sponsored that child. That for me is a God moment. I was meant to go to Uganda. God placed me there and He placed this child in my arms. I have received the most beautiful letters from her and I'm praying that next year I'll be able to go back to Uganda and see this child. Now by me sponsoring Hope, she now goes to school, she has her meals every day, she gets medical treatment, she can see a dentist, and that's of no cost to them at all. Because sadly, in these countries, in the third world countries, parents need to pay for their children's education. It's not like here, it's not free. They have to pay for it. So they have no money to send the children to school, the children have no education at all. So I'm looking forward to seeing how her journey goes. I'm sure God has it written down for her. Her journey is already mapped. And her latest letter is that she's doing very well at school. So this is what Compassion do, but it's also what God does. God places these children in our hands and in our hearts. And that's what God is always asking us of. He says, and whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And that's in Matthew 18, verse 5. Another God moment was today when my colleague Janice came to meet me at my house so we could travel together. And Janice had put her radio on. I forget what the channel was now, but it was speaking to Janice. And I would like to share with you a poem by Edward Guest. I don't know if any of you have heard of Edward Guest, but I think this actually says quite a lot. It is called, Have You Earned Your Tomorrow? Bit deep, but it goes like this. Is anybody happier because you passed his way? Does anyone remember that you spoke to him today? This day is almost over and its toiling time is through. Is there anyone to utter now a kindly word of you? Did you give a cheerful greeting to the friends who came along, or a churlish sort of howdy and then vanish in the throng? Were you selfish, pure and simple as you rushed along the way, or is someone mightily grateful for a deed that you did today? Can you say tonight, in parting with the day that's slipping fast, that you helped a single brother of the many that you passed? Is a single heart rejoicing over what you did or said? Does a man whose hopes were fading now with courage look ahead? Did you waste the day or lose it? Was it well or sorely spent? Did you leave a trail of kindness or a scar of discontent? As you close your eyes in slumber, do you think that God would say, you have earned one more tomorrow by the work you did today? And I think we can all take something from that at some point. I have another story that I'd like to share with you, and it's about my sponsored girl who was in Kenya. He was 4 years old when that child was placed in my heart and in my hands. I had gone to Kenya with Compassion, and the day we were leaving, there was a new project at home, and we were all asked if we would take free profiles to see people's fine sponsors and his children. I unfortunately was unwell, and I just said, just place first you come to your hand, then my hand. And this child's profile was put in my hand. She was born on my birthday. Another God woman I had to have. I was very blessed again. I was able to go meet. Her name is Gladys. I was able to meet Gladys and her family. And the day I met her, this little, sullen, unhappy little child was standing up against the wall. Her little brothers were running around, kicking the ball, having the time of their life, but not Gladys. I was sitting with her social worker, and I asked the social worker, there is something wrong here. What is the matter with Gladys? And her response was that Gladys was being abused by her stepfather. His village believed that by beating her, he was beating the spirit of her dead father out of her body. It taken Compassion about a year to remove the child from the family, and she then healed with her grandmother. That day on, Gladys blossomed. She grew and grew. But Compassion didn't ignore the family. They went to work with the father and the whole family, and they re-educated her. And eventually, Gladys was able to go back home and live with her mom and her stepbrothers, with her half-brothers and her stepfather. Her last letter that I received, which is on the table, please feel free to go and read her letters. They're all there, as are hopes and another to go and carry it. Gladys is now 16, and her vision is to be a doctor. And I have no hesitation. No doubt at all, Gladys will reach that goal. Children, when they are given that education and they are lifted up to poverty, they always want to give that more than what they have given. And I have experienced it firsthand, time and time again. And it never fails to amaze me how a little child of four who can just grow with that just through my £25 a month to save their heart. And as I said, the whole family that her brothers go to school because of that. £25 is a lot of money for some people, for one person. But even if you have a group that you are a member of, a prayer group, study group, whatever, you can do it as a group. It doesn't have to be individual. And trust me, the reward is immense. It will melt your heart. It just takes you there. So I would like to finish with a prayer, please, if I may. And it's just giving thanks to God for what we have, but also to help others. Lord, thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about your work through Compassion at Truth Parish Church. It mentions in Proverbs 31, verse 8. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor, Lord. Thank you for the privilege of being able to help those less fortunate than ourselves. Thank you for all the children you've been able to sponsor through Compassion, and for all the other initiatives to assist the poor and the needy. Lord, bless each and every one of them. We thank you for the privilege to sleep each night in a comfortable bed, to have clean water at the time of attack, to have 3 meals a day, a health service that looks after us when we're sick, and an education to teach. Lord, never let us be so comfortable that that we assume everyone is as fortunate as we are. Expand our understanding of the needs in this world and our capacity to show compassion to the least, the lost and the lonely. Show us how and how we can do more for you. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Amen. So myself and Janice will be back here. Please come and have a look at the letters from the children that I've received, and if there are also some profiles anywhere you can go to, Janice and I will be happy to talk with you. And I'd just like to thank you all and thank you for allowing us to be here today to speak about compassion. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks to Janice for coming as well, and you've taken us on a new journey this morning to Uganda and to Kenya, and you've introduced us to just two of the many children sponsored by Compassion, two that you are involved with, Hope and what was the other one, please?
Gladys,
I knew it was a G, Gladys, so thank you for that. I was quite taken this week. You may have seen on the news there was a university graduation ceremony where one of the honorary graduates in his acceptance speech said, "I'm paying off the student debt of all my class," and that's incredible generosity. He could afford to do that. And then there was another story. I don't know if you saw the wee boy who was out underneath the street lamp doing his homework. And somebody saw that, and now they've built his family a house, and they're building a school. Incredible generosity. And it's when God works in our lives like that, just helping us do that little bit, and making that little transformation that makes a difference in others' lives, that we see the Holy Spirit at work. And it's to do with faith. And it's to do with having that extra ounce of compassion for others. So some of us will be able to be involved with compassion in one way or the other. Others, we can pray if we don't have that money to be able to do that. On the theme of money, we are having a gift day in our church on the 15th of June, and up at the back there's some sheets. If you're able to help with teas and coffees that day, that would be a fantastic help during our gift day. And there's also a sheet for baking donations, so a wee bit advance notice, 15th of June, a gift day for this year, and an opportunity to sign up. So you can look at the compassion, you can sign up for that, you can pray, stay and have some coffee at the end, but please also stay, if you're at all able, stay for our annual congregational meeting. I think we're going to sing again just now, and our song is Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You, and as we do that, then the offering will be gathered up as we sing together. You ready, kids?
Mother, sister, let me serve you.
Let's pray. Living God, you are the giver of life and breath and all things. And we have nothing to give you back which we have not first received from you. So with these offerings given in this and other ways, help us to dedicate afresh to you all that we have and are, so that you may possess what belongs to you anyway. This we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord Jesus, we remember that you came to turn the world upside down, to scatter the proud in the imagination of their hearts, to bring down the powerful from their thrones, and to lift up the lowly, to fill the hungry with good things, and to send the rich away empty. For the dawn of your kingdom and all who work towards its fulfillment, we praise you. And we remember that you came to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release for the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. For the dawn of your kingdom and for all who work towards its fulfillment, we praise you. And we remember that you came to bring healing to the sick and strength to the weak, hope to the despairing and comfort to the brokenhearted. You came to bring joy to the sorrowful and succour to the suffering. For the dawn of your kingdom and for all who work towards its fulfillment, we praise you. We remember that you came to judge with righteousness and to decide with equity for the meek of the earth, to bring love where there is hatred, peace where there is war, and life where there is death. And for the dawn of your kingdom and all who work towards its fulfillment, we praise you. Lord Jesus Christ, we remember too that you come again day by day. You come in the hungry and the thirsty, the stranger and the sick, the naked and the imprisoned. Your voice calls out for food and water, for acceptance and compassion, for clothing and concern. And we thank you for all who respond to your call, all who strive to build a better world, all who try to help others. Today we're thinking particularly of these young children. Inspire us through the service of those who make this world a better place, and teach us to respond in turn. For the dawn of your kingdom and all who work towards its fulfillment, we praise you. And we pray as Jesus taught his friends when he was on earth, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Closing hymn is the hymn, Lord, for the Years. spirits oppressed by pleasure, wealth, and care, for young and old, for commonwealth and nation, Lord of our land, be pleased to hear our prayer, Lord, for our world when we disown and doubt Him, loveless in strength and comfortless in pain, hungry and helpless, lost in need without Him, Lord of the world, we pray that Christ live in, Lord, for ourselves. Self on the cross and Christ upon the throne, past, put behind us, for the future take us, Lord of our lives, to live for Christ alone.
Do you remember our evening service tonight, 6:30, we were reading from Acts 11, thinking this about the story of Barnabas, the great encourager. Next Sunday is Communion Sunday, 9:40 in the hall here, and 11 o'clock across the road in St. Michael's building. Whoever you are, and wherever you go, whatever your strengths and whatever your weaknesses, God will be with you to hold, to heal, to guide, and to bless. So go then in peace, assured of His love, and the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and stay with you forevermore. Amen.